latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola saluted City for an outstanding season after they edged ever closer to the title with a win over Tottenham. Goals from Gabriel Jesus, Ilkay Gundogan and Raheem Sterling secured a 3-1 win at Tottenham and ensured the Premier League crown will be City's in less than 24 hours if Manchester United lose to West Brom today. Otherwise, City have the chance to clinch the title at home by beating Swansea next Sunday. Well, Guardiola's side arrived at Wembley on the back of three successive defeats, which saw them dumped out of the Champions League by Liverpool and missed the chance to seal the Premier League title by beating United. But their response was emphatic, and Guardiola said it was a good test against one of the toughest teams in the league. We now have 87 points with 5 games left because we have been outstanding all season. People say it was a big failure what happened last week, but they don't understand the reality of football. You can win the Champions League in 7 games. The league is 10 months. I'm sorry, it's much more important than these guys have done this season. Hopefully we can celebrate with our fans against Swansea and be champions because they deserve it. And finally, Manchester City trio Kevin De Bruyne, Leroy Sane and David Silva have been shortlisted for the PFA Player of the Year award for 2017-18. Their brilliance in City's outstanding Premier League campaign to date has been recognised by their peers, with Tottenham striker Harry Kane, Liverpool forward Mohamed Salah and Manchester United goalkeeper David De Gea making up the 6-man shortlist for the award. The winner will be announced at the PFA's annual awards ceremony in London on Sunday, April the 22nd.